Pregnancy modifies a woman's body, but how about her brain? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Oscar Villarroya, associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Forensic Medicine at the Autonomous University of Barcelona, delves into whether pregnancy leads to changes in how a new mother thinks.
Some years ago, my colleagues and I wanted to study the psychological profile of women during the postpartum period. Reviewing the literature of the topic, we realized that nobody had studied the effects of pregnancy on the brain. We decided to fill that scientific gap. The study consisted of taking magnetic resonance images of brains of first-time mothers and of their male partners just before they became pregnant, after the birth of the babies, and 2 years later. The brain images were compared to those of a control group of women and of their male partners who had never been pregnant. Surprisingly, the analysis showed that the brains of women who had undergone a first pregnancy presented significant and consistent reductions in gray matter in a very specific network of areas. It is true that reductions of gray matter are usually seen as bad. However, we believe that they may correspond to a mechanism pruning inefficient neural connections. This kind of process also takes place in adolescents, where weak synapses are eliminated, giving way to more efficient networks. Our opinion is that in the case of pregnancy, the brain changes may correspond to a biological adaptation that helps women to become more efficient mothers. The network of areas where the changes would correspond with a brain circuit associated with social cognition, specifically with the ability to understand how other people feel or think. The modification of such a network may provide women with an increased ability to recognize the needs of her infant. In fact, we found that the magnitude of changes in the network predicted the quality of the bonding between the mothers and their infants. Obviously, many questions remain open, but we will try to address them in the future.
That was Oscar Villarroya of the Autonomous University of Barcelona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.